Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I want to start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We've got a big show, an enormous show for you tonight. Let's go to the big board. Well, there you go. You see everybody right there. There's Larry Elder. There's Carrie Underwood. There's Jason Aldean. How much bigger does it get than that? I'm telling you, we have got an enormous show for you tonight. Kristen B. Tate, Nicole Karam. And Charmaine Yost, all in the ladies' lounge tonight, and we are expecting a spectacular night tonight. We've got so much to talk about, and there's some breaking news as we open the evening up. We've got a lot of things to get to. Number one, the Department of Justice has notified all of the governors in Democratic states. I just want you to understand what's happening here. You've got the Biden administration, Democratic-oriented Department of Justice, notifying all of the states in which the governors put COVID-positive patients into nursing homes and then killed a lot of grannies. That happened primarily in four Democratic states: New York, New Jersey, Michigan, and California. And the Department of Justice has today notified all of those states that they will not be prosecuted for the wrongful deaths of thousands of grannies and grandpas because the idiot governors in those states put COVID-positive people into the nursing homes where people were vulnerable to the virus. Cuomo, Murphy, Whitmer, Newsom. They ignored the science for all of the stuff that the Democratic Party says to us all the time. Follow the science. Follow the science. These idiot Democrats don't seem to follow the science very well. Because what all four of those governors did was stick COVID positive, raging COVID-positive patients into the nursing homes. And what happened? Thousands, maybe tens of thousands, of grandmas and grandpas died. Their families didn't have a chance to mourn. They weren't even allowed to see them. They had to do Zoom funerals. And the Biden Department of Justice has said, oh, there was nothing wrong with what they did. There shall not be any consequence to what they've done. It is repugnant because there are thousands, tens of thousands of families tonight that are mourning without justice, that are having to say, so there will not be any just recompense for what happened to our family in the midst of this. So that's story number one tonight. Story number two is equally interesting because, as we have discussed here on this very broadcast, one Anthony Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the head at one point of the NIH and the NASAID or whatever it's called, got called on the carpet this last week. Senator Rand Paul himself, a very talented surgeon and medical doctor, questioned rather vociferously Dr. Fauci about the fact that the NIH, when he had been in charge, had funded the gain of research, the gain of function research in Wuhan, China. And in funding the gain of function research in Wuhan, China, we don't know for sure, but there's a very good possibility that we may have funded the actual research that created COVID-19. Now, Dr. Fauci, who has long had a problem with telling the truth, squirmed and said that Dr. Paul was lying and had all kinds of, you know, feigned outrage that he dare be questioned about this. But in fact, experts from Rutgers University and other Ivy League level schools had taken a look at the research and had said, you know what, this is exactly what we did. We gave money to the Wuhan Virology Clinic lab where the COVID-19 virus came from. And Dr. Fauci was still trying to argue in his argument with Senator Paul that in some way it didn't come from the lab. Nobody believes now that it didn't come anywhere but from the lab. There's no one else that believes that it came from, like, the wet market or that random bats bit some human and they gave them to him. No, this was a virus that only went from animal species to animal species, and then they took it into the Wuhan virology lab, and somehow after they took it into there, it started transmitting from human to human. That is, by definition, gain of function. They gave that virus the smarts to go from animal to animal to animal to human. That is the definition of gain of function. That is what the Wuhan virology lab did. That is what we paid for. Dr. Fauci got very, very, very angry and upset with Senator Paul for pointing that out. But in fact, he's not the only one. Experts from Rutgers and other major universities and research partners have all said the same thing. That's what we did. That's what our money did. And that was after President Obama had ended gain-of-function research, had banned the monies from being used for that sort of thing. The NIH, under Anthony Fauci, still sent money to Wuhan for them to do this very research, and they did it. And we ended up with COVID-19. One of the things that Dr. Fauci said to Dr. Paul in that interchange was, "I'm so offended that you would imply that I did this." Well, Dr. Fauci, get the heck over it. You funded what happened. And as far as I'm concerned, you gave us COVID-19, at least partially. So, yeah, you're partially responsible. So maybe consider that. And then bite your knuckle very hard as you resign. That's what you should do. Anyway. So today, Fauci's responding in a Fox News interview with Neil Cavuto. He says, "Where do people come off talking about criminal things and conspiring with the CCP? Oh, I don't know, Dr. Fauci. You touted the line that the Communist Chinese Party put forward, that this was a wet market spread from animals that were sold in the wet market and somehow got into humans because humans ate bad bat meat or something. It doesn't appear to have done that at all. It appears to have come from a leak from the Wuhan lab and jumped species and then created massive pain across the globe." Madison Cawthorn, the congressman, said to Fox News today the specific laws that he believes Fauci violated after testifying to Congress under oath that no gain-of-function research was funded by the United States. He said U.S. Code Section 1621 and 1001 of Title 18 are the two relevant legal standards here. Section 1621 states that anyone who willfully and contrary to such oath states or subscribes any material matter which he does not believe to be true is guilty of perjury and shall be fined or imprisoned up to 5 years or both. Dr. Fauci has been before Capitol Hill no less than 3 to 5 times that I can count. And in those appearances, he has repeatedly said that we did not contribute dollars to gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab. And friends, there is no doubt in anyone's mind that has looked at the facts that if gain of function is defined as taking a virus that would only go from animal to animal to human, that we in fact funded that research, and that we in fact may have played a hand in the creation of COVID-19. Dr. Fauci doesn't like this, but Dr. Paul and Congressman Cawthorn have referred him to the Department of Justice under criminal charges. And that is what should happen. Because Dr. Fauci lied to the American people multiple times. And when you do so in front of Congress, that's a crime. Dr. Fauci belongs in jail. And he should go there as quickly as possible. We've got a lot to get to tonight, friends. We've got brand new music, a brand new hot single from Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood coming up later this hour. But we've also got a lot to talk about. The next governor of California, possibly Larry Elder, will be with us. We will talk with him and also Dr. Mark Siegel before this hour is out. It's Radio Night Live, live from New York. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, you know, one of the things that that we've always talked about at this microphone is that it's not just enough to have knowledge. It's not just enough to be diligent in seeking the truthful knowledge that exists. It's not just enough to say, well, I've gained that knowledge and now I'm, you know, better off because of it. What we do with this microphone is we constantly encourage you to take the knowledge that you have, apply it to the life you live, and as best you can, influence everything around you for something that is better, something that is higher, something that makes a difference. And my next guest is kind of making the ultimate step in that direction. Why somebody who's a very, very, very successful talk radio host, and attorney, and a variety of other things, would want to stick his foot into the middle of the political universe, I don't know. I'll ask him, but you have to be half crazy, or you have to be really driven by a passion to help the people that you love in the state that you're running for. And I am very pleased to have my friend Larry Elder back, who has thrown his hat in to the recall race to recall Gavin Newsom and to become governor of the state of California. Larry, welcome back. It's good to have you.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for having me. I think it's a little of both. I think I'm a little crazy, but I also love this state. You know, my father came here in 1945. You know my dad's story. Yeah. He cleaned two full-time jobs at two different bread companies. And believe it or not, he was able to have a stay-at-home wife, my mom, who raised three boys, until the youngest of us went to middle school. My dad managed to save up his nickels and dimes to purchase a home. I just checked on Zillow, Kevin. The home right now cost $600,000. Good for us because it's still in the family, but that means anybody with an eighth grade education like my dropout dad had, if he worked three or four jobs, couldn't afford that house because the cost of living has gone insane. Why? Because there's an anti-growth attitude that has dominated Sacramento for decades. There's a ordinance called CEQA, that's an acronym for California Quality Control Act, that basically allows, when I talk to developers and contractors, they say that law essentially allows anybody to file a lawsuit to stop anything for an indefinite period of time. I hear stories about developers who wanted to do a 2,000 development track, got sued, okay, cut it down to 1,000, got sued, cut it down to 500, got sued. Ultimately, 25 years later, the development track is now 200 houses. So young people can't even dream to do what my dad did, even with a high school education, even with a college education, rather. And that's why they're going to Texas, going to Tennessee, going to Florida, because they can't get that starter house. And a lot of people, Kevin, who leave these places, end up voting Democrat because they don't understand the connection between the left-wing policies that caused them to leave in the first place and the people in Sacramento. And I think I can make that case in a simple, understandable way that Joe and Joe Sixpack can understand. It's not that they're stupid. It's that they're working hard, trying to put food on the table, and they haven't made the connection. So they leave and bring their same politics with them, and then the same thing starts over again. Somebody's got to stop this. And you add that rising crime, add homelessness, add declining public schools. I went to Crenshaw High School. That was a school that was featured in Boys in the Hood. And, Kevin, right now, I picked up the newspaper, L.A. Times, the other day. Only 3% of kids from my former high school can do math at grade level. Who sends their kid to a high school where only 3% of the kids can do math at grade level if that parent has a choice? Well, I want to give that parent a choice. I think the money ought to follow the child rather than the other way around. But the teachers union is the largest funder of Gavin Newsom, and the teachers union did not want to go back to school. They still got paid. They shut down education for a full year, even though the CDC said it would be okay. Meanwhile, Gavin Newsom had his own kids still enjoying in-person private education. He exempted his own winery from the very same mandates he was foisting down everybody else's throat. So you add all that stuff together, and so many people I respect, like Pastor Jack Hibbs, like Dennis Prager, like a man named Lionel Chetwin, a longtime filmmaker and a good friend of mine, kept saying, if not you, who? If not now, when? And I began to think, maybe, just maybe, I might be able to do a little something about this.
Larry, it's one of those things where, as we have watched from afar, and my lovely bride is a native Californian, grew up there, was very torn to have to move with me to follow me to the East Coast to do what I do for my living. But as we have watched from this side of the country, California completely disintegrate. The inner cities of Los Angeles and San Francisco and even places like Santa Barbara just turning into cesspools of filth and waste and human defecation and other things. And then you tackle onto that the way the governor tried to rip away the religious freedoms of churchgoers during lockdown. You add on to that what he's threatening to do for this fall, and that is to make your kids remain masked back in schools after the summer break is done. Larry, it is not a place that it used to be. It used to be the twinkle of the eye of the free world to go to California, to be in California, to live in California. And more people than not that I know of have left California in recent years than have moved there. Now your challenge is big, because getting elected is only part of the gig. You then have to deliver on a platform of ideas that are going to change the quality of lives for Californians. What is Larry Elder telling California he's going to do?
Well, the first step, of course, is for me to get elected, and I'm urging people to go to electelder.com, electelder.com, to make sure that happens. This guy can spend an unlimited amount of money. We can only raise a certain amount of money, and so he has inherent advantage, and the teachers' unions, one of the major unions, SEIU union, shortly after I said that I was going to get into the race, gave this guy $5 million. I'm not saying it was just because of me, but there were rumors I was going to get in. All of a sudden, $5 million more appeared. But you're quite right. I'm going to be dealing with a legislature that has supermajorities in the Senate, supermajorities in the Assembly, and it's going to be almost impossible for them to all of a sudden change and subscribe to my views. So I'm going to have to do some of what Gavin Newsom did, and that is to evoke emergency powers. I think there's an emergency in homelessness. I think there's an emergency in crime. There's an emergency in the rising cost of living. That enables me to suspend laws, rules, and regulations for a period of time so that we might be able to turn some things around. We have rolling brownouts because we're not building enough. We're not thinning the forestry enough. We've got maybe between 5 and 7% of the 300,000 public school teachers, Kevin, who need to go, based on the experts I've talked to. Out of 300,000 public school teachers, guess how many are fired any given year? 2.2. Imagine any other profession where out of 300,000, only 2.2 are fired. Between 5 and 7% need to go. That's roughly between 15 and 18,000. If I become governor, I'm going to impose a state emergency, and I'm going to get rid of these teachers. And I'm told that once you do that, automatically the prospects for education will improve dramatically. The inner city parents, black and brown parents, according to the polls, they want choice in school, yet they pull the lever for the very people that are not giving them that choice. So I'm going to turn that around. There are lots of things that a governor can do. He has the veto power. He also has a line item veto. He can appoint commissions. I can get some of these lefties off these coastal commissions that are turning down these construction projects. There's plenty of stuff I can do. But more importantly, I will have the bully pulpit. And I believe that after 30 years of explaining some of these concepts of limited government, low taxes, light regulation, up and down the state, I'm on in every major market. I was on in every major market in California until yesterday when I declared. And I think people know who I am and know what I believe in. And I think I can persuade a whole bunch of Democrats and independents with brains that they're pulling the lever for the wrong party. This is a race not against Democrats. It's a race against Gavin Newsom. And my fellow Democrats, my fellow Republicans, rather, if we turn the cannon fire towards Gavin Newsom and not towards each other, we have to convince 50% plus one of the voters to first remove Gavin Newsom. And then on the same ballot, it says, if you want Gavin Newsom removed, whom do you want to replace him? Whoever gets the highest number of votes on who to replace Gavin Newsom becomes governor once the election is certified within about 30 days of the election. I'm going to be that guy.
All right. He's going to be that guy. Larry Elder is with us on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The largest wildfire burning in the western United States has now burned over 400,000 acres in and around the Fremont-Winema National Forest in southern Oregon. Fire officials say that the blaze has been 42% contained, but the gusty winds and dry conditions on Saturday made fighting it difficult. More than 2,000 fire personnel are currently fighting to contain the blaze. Missouri's Attorney General says he will sue the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County for reintroducing a mask mandate for indoor public spaces. Officials announced the reinstatement Friday, citing a spike in the number of COVID cases and hospitalizations from the disease. Attorney General Eric Schmidt said in a tweet that he'd be filing a lawsuit Monday to stop the mandate from going into effect. And Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned Congress this week they'll need to take action on the debt ceiling by early August. In a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Yellen said that the Treasury Department would suspend its sale of bonds to finance the country's debt obligations. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to be back with you. Our very special guest is Larry Elder, who is running for the gubernatorial spot in California's recall election. And we are so honored to have Larry. He's a talented talk show host, and he is also a very gifted attorney in California. Well, Larry, there's no doubt that and again, you've been here before, you've told your story, and the story of Larry Elder is really one of the American dream. It's one of a young boy who really has been able to go and accomplish everything that he's wanted to accomplish, do what he's wanted to do, be able to say what he's needed and wanted to say in his public career as a communicator. And now it's an opportunity for you to take those ideas that you've been advocating and contrast them with the things that are really dangerous. And I'm curious, how does an elder administration approach the issue of, say, public education and critical race theory coming up this fall?
Well, if there's any reason why you ought to have choice in school, it's critical race theory and all this business about teaching white people, white kids that they're oppressors, and keeping black people that they're victims. Again, if the parent has the opportunity to pull their kid out of a school that's teaching that nonsense, all of a sudden that other school is probably going to get the light and change their conduct. When I've seen studies about choice in school, not only do the kids get a better education by opting out of a bad public school, the public school get better as well because they don't want to lose students. So the whole thing will get a whole lot better once parents have options. The head of the largest affiliate is the Los Angeles affiliate, and she said the push for in-school learning that so many parents were pounding the table for was driven by white supremacy. Do I look like a white supremacist? And that's what Gavin Newsom is doing. He's trying to turn this race into a race against Donald Trump. He's always bringing up Donald Trump. Bad schools. Well, Donald Trump. High crime. Well, Donald Trump. High cost of living. Well, Donald Trump. It's not going to work. And again, 2.2 million voters signed this petition. Many of them Democrats, many of them independents who voted for Gavin Newsom and who were tired of him and who are insulted by the idea that the reason I wanted you out is because I'm a white nationalist. It's not going to work anymore. And a lot of Californians are fed up. And I think that this is the perfect storm. The rising crime. The homelessness, the hellacious cost of living, and the arrogant way he imposed mandates, ignoring science. You add it all up together, I think the average Californian has had enough, and I'm the guy to replace this.
ElectElder.com is where you can go right now, friends, and you can give money and you can make a difference. Look, there may be very few races across the country on the ballot this year, but there are a few that make a big difference. And I would argue that the mayor of New York City, the governor of New York, the governor of California, the governor of New Jersey, these are races that truly do matter. And if you want to make a difference and you've got the ability to, I would strongly suggest that you make a contribution to Larry's campaign. ElectElder.com. ElectElder.com. And for those of you that listen to me and are in California, certainly you can do much more. He's going to need precinct captains. He's going to need people to walk neighborhoods. He's going to need people to go door to door and shake hands and talk about ideas. And Larry, at the end of the day, that's what this is about. It's a contrast of truth and fact against fiction and imagination. And the voters of California deserve to have a governor who tells them the truth.
That's right. In the average state, two-thirds of jobs have come back from pre-pandemic levels. In California, only half have. And that's largely because we've been paying kids and people not to work. Gavin Newsom has been taking the so-called surplus and giving people another year of rent-free, paying people not to go back to work. I have friends who operate restaurants that cannot get people because we've incentivized people not to work. They do not get it. And again, this is all being driven by the unions, being driven by the teachers that literally control this man. And control Sacramento, and this is going to be turned around.
Well, it starts with, and I tell people this all the time, if you want different results, you have to send different people to go to work for you. And the people of California make this decision. It's not the electeds that make the decision. So now is an opportunity to see genuine transformation of a state that's broken our family's heart to watch it, to watch what's happened to it, Larry. I am so excited. I am personally praying for you, your family, your team, everyone around you. We are going to be cheering you on all the way from New York City, and if there's anything that we can do for you, of course, the door is open, and we want to be of help to you as best we can. One more time, friends, electelder.com is where you can go and jump on Larry's team. Make a difference. electelder.com and do so today. Larry, please come back. We want to talk to you again before Election Day, and keep fighting that good fight.
Thanks, Kevin. You know where to find me. Appreciate
all right.
It.
Yeah, all right. We certainly well. Do. Very good. All right. Larry Elder, there he goes. And, you know, if you have all you have to do to know that he poses a threat to the powers that be is to understand what happened to him this last week. And when the Secretary of State released the first list of balloted candidates, they kept him off, and they kept him off for an illegitimate reason. And a judge had to come back and slap the Secretary of State and say, nope, you can't do that. You can't just keep this guy off the ballot because he's a conservative and a black man and he threatens your power base. If those of you in California want a different state, you have to elect a different person. And I firmly believe that my good friend Larry Elder would have the qualifications and the ability to do exactly what is needed. When we come back, Fox News' Mark Siegel on some developments with COVID. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey. If I should take a notion, dump myself into the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do.
To Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
All right, we are speaking with Dr. Mark Siegel and his book, COVID, The Politics of Fear and the Power of Science. I want to ask you about the book, Dr. Siegel. I'm curious as to your thoughts, especially in the last few days, as Dr. Fauci has seemed to start to strike back at people that have criticized him I've never spoken with you about gain of function. I don't know your thoughts on it. I do know where Dr. Sapphire, who's normally with me, stands on it, but I'm curious. I've always appreciated your perspective. Did we help contribute to the formation of the virus that ended up striking out across the world and hurting a bunch of us?
Well, that's a big question, and I'll give you a big answer. I interviewed Dr. Redfield about this last week. You probably know that. I did an extensive sit-down with him, and he was very articulate, and I've been interviewing a lot of people about this, and the way I put it together is this. Gain of function is research where you manipulate a virus to see its potential. I have a problem with that philosophically because a lot of these viruses have species barriers in place. Now, I wrote several flu books, and I pointed out bird flu was never going to kill 100 million people the way the World Health Organization said it would, because David Swain, the top avian flu researcher in the world, a veterinarian, said this has got a species barrier. This kind of flu doesn't go human to human. Well, guess what makes it go human to human? Manipulating it in a lab. So I have a problem with that to begin with. The whole concept bothers me. But if you're going to do it as a way of developing vaccines, if you have a strategy, you better do it in a level 4 lab where you can trust the government, where it's under lock and key, where you know what you're doing, because lab leaks happen all the time. So the notion of and Redfield talked to me about this, a notion of Europe and North Carolina and China involved in intercontinental gain-of-function research on potentially deadly viruses is scary beyond belief. And then, you know, the question of whether that could be at the cause of this pandemic is right. Certainly on the table. Certainly a lab leak seems much more likely than a wet market at this point, where there's been no intermediary creature found. And what was actually going on inside the lab is something that is such a huge smokescreen around this. More and more evidence has accumulated coming out of our intelligence communities that make this seem likely.
Well, and that's exactly what I think most of us, when we saw the kind of interaction between Senator Paul and Dr. Fauci go back and forth a few times in those hearings, I think the rationale is the stuff that Dr. Paul was saying made sense to the normal person. And I think that the normal person has the same reaction you do to the idea of creating these super viruses that are very, very hard to contain and to control. And certainly, a place like Wuhan, why would we be sending taxpayer money to someplace like that to do this kind of research if we needed the top-level security around it that you're just describing?
Well, I have to tell you, I'm even more disturbed. The money trail bothers me, and the money trail is significant. But I'm even more disturbed by the collaboration of scientists with incredible naivete at best. I mean, look, you know, whatever you want to say about the United States, we're not run by the Chinese Communist Party. So you really can't trust a scientist in China knowing that their government may be snuffing them or directing them. I mean, how do you know that? You may think it's the most honest, transparent scientist in the world, but you just can't know that.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Your book tries to communicate what for people that need to pick it up and take a look at it?
I try to get underneath the politics of fear. I try to look at what is a real scientific issue versus what has been completely bludgeoned by fear, the politics of fear, in order to control people. Masks is one example. I talk throughout the book exactly the way you just talk about it. Masks were used as a pseudo-religion. They were used to ridicule and diminish people. You know how you know fear was in order here and fear was predominating? Because there wasn't open discussion. Because there wasn't debate. Because it was never the other side. It was always your way or the highway. Because the President of the United States came out and said, I'm taking hydroxychloroquine, and then bam, it gets shut down without a proper look. When I have to tell you, I think it saved my father's life, and I've said that on the air, and I think it has a reasonable effect. You know, but even if it doesn't, why wasn't it properly studied early on, you know, when people get mildly ill? Why is it always the politics of fear? And we've seen that with vaccines. And I just went over that with you right. in depth, and you asked great questions. I mean, why is the vaccine politicized? You know, why is lockdowns politicized? Why is one side superimposing their will on the other side? All of that breeds fear. Now, one more thing about fear, and it's what led to my interest in fear. Fear is stronger than anything. So if you think you can reason your way out of fear, you actually can't. Fear is the hard wiring of the human brain. Fear is the fight or flight response. When somebody's got you afraid, they've got control over you. Politicians know that, and it's ugly, and it's anti-science.
Well, that's been working very well for hardcore Marxist ideas for centuries, the idea of being able to control a population through fear is able to accomplish, politically speaking, what they want to. And coming full circle on that, will we be able to trust the new director of the CDC, or when Dr. Fauci resigns, the person that follows him, or the National Institutes of Health? Because when these seemingly political personalities are occupying these offices, and now we see kind of the results of what politicization of these subject matters do, I think that just knocks confidence down big time in the average person.
That's what you're seeing in the tail end of this pandemic. You're seeing CDC Director Walensky actually is a really good scientist. She's not great at messaging, but she's a really sincere infectious disease specialist. But then you see her get off the platform, and then the press secretary is changing what she said. Or Dr. Fauci, who, we in the medical world, the internal medicine world and infectious disease world revere Dr. Fauci, but he's become more and more political. He's listening to Peter Daszak, and Peter Daszak is taking money from Google, and Peter Daszak is involved in gain-of-function research, and Peter Daszak is saying, hey, this came from a wet market. Well, I mean, we don't need the bias. We need, as Redfield said to me last week, science needs to be flexible. The goal of science is try to disprove your own hypothesis, not use it to bludgeon others with.
That is so well said. And on that note, Dr. Siegel, appreciate you stopping in with us. The book is called COVID, The Politics of Fear and the Power of Science. And, of course, you see Dr. Siegel on Fox News, and he's always got the most interesting takes on everything related to medicine and wellness. And Dr. Siegel, very honored to have you with us today. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Please have me back. Glad to come anytime.
Will do. It's Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
Sure.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Roll Doc. Live from New York, we are very excited tonight. Brand new music and the new artist, new music spotlight, I should say. This is Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood, and the song is If I Didn't Love You.
I wouldn't mind being alone. I wouldn't keep checking my phone. Wouldn't take the long way home just to drive myself crazy. I wouldn't be losing sleep, remembering everything, everything you said to me like I'm doing lately. You wouldn't be all that I want. Maybe I could let go. If I didn't love you, I'd be good by now. I'd be better than barely by somehow.
Tearing up the country charts and brand new from Jason.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.